Hey, this is John Jonas from jonasblog.com and replacemyself.com, where you can learn how I replace myself in my business by hiring other people to do my work for me, and how you can do the same thing. So today I'm coming to you with a tip about hiring full-time people versus hiring contract workers. And now when I say contract workers, here's what I found and why I'm doing this. I was at a seminar recently where I found that a lot of people were hiring people off of Odesk and thought they were getting the full benefit of hiring Filipinos. And you know, on Odesk you can hire people basically kind of full-time, but it's still contract work. It's still it's not a permanent, monthly, long-term commitment kind of thing. It's still a short-term, temporary commitment kind of thing. And so I want to talk about that and kind of the differences and why you're not getting what you think you're getting. So number one, in the Philippines, there is so much temporary and part-time work that when you're hiring someone on Odesk or any one of the freelancing sites, whether you think you've hired them or not full-time, they know that it is temporary. They know that this job is going to end at some point, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in the future. Number two with that, it is hard for you when someone leaves. And so if you've hired them temporarily, that's going to be really, really hard on you running your business because you can't teach them things. They won't be there permanently. If your training isn't perfect, it's not going to work out for you. So there's a whole bunch of things that go along with temporary work that cause it a problem. But here's the second really big difference. So on Odesk, let's say the average worker is $3 an hour. Pretty dang good, except that $3 an hour for 160 hours is $480, where I'm hiring that same person off of onlinejobs.ph for $250 a month, which is basically half. So if you have this person doing 20 hours a week of work, I'm hiring that same person for that same price to do 40 hours a week of work. A lot better. And not that that price difference is all that big of a deal, but it's something else. And you'll see as I continue with this why that just adds more to this. Number four. So in the Philippines, part-time work or temporary work is always associated with having to find another job. Let me give you a couple examples of this. I was in Boracay, Philippines last year, and I was in the grocery store, and I was talking with one of the guys who was stocking the shelves. And I asked him, "So are you from here, Boracay?" And he said, "No, I'm from Manila." I was like, "Oh, so do you live here now?" "No, in 3 months I go back home." So in the end, here's what happens. He's from Manila. He's taken a 16-hour boat ride because he had a job in Boracay. It's temporary. It's 5 months of work. And in 5 months, he goes back home, which means when he goes back home, he has to find another job. While we were in Boracay, we had a masseuse come to our place pretty often. She was on her last month of 6 months in Boracay, which means in another month, she takes another 16-hour boat ride back home, and then she has to find another job. So temporary work is always associated with having to find another job. So if you're hiring someone on Odesk, guaranteed that person is out doing work for other people. They are not just working for you. Whether you think you've hired them full-time or not, they're doing work for other people too, because you have given them contract work, which is going to end at some point. So let me tell you another guy, Ron, I was talking with recently. Ron has an office in the Philippines, so he's a little bit different, but here's what Ron was able to do, and here's how important full-time stable work is for them. Ron hired a guy recently for $300 a month, full-time, to come into his office and work. This guy, before Ron hired him, was doing work at $10 an hour on contracting sites. So that stable work was worth that much to him. He's willing to work for $300 a month, permanent, full-time, instead of working $10 an hour, which, you know, he could have worked 1 week at 30 hours and made the $300, but he's willing to give that up because feeling like you're part of something, having that stability, the long-term part of it, is that important to people in the Philippines. So combine that with the kind of work that you're going to get done and your success. So when you hire a Filipino on contract work, or anybody for that matter, not in the Philippines, they don't really care about your business success. Their job doesn't depend on your business success. Their job is temporary. If your business fails, you know, they're going to lose their job anyway. It doesn't really matter. But when they're full-time and permanent, then all of a sudden, that one little thing on your website that you didn't notice, but it's completely wrong, and they notice it, they'll fix it for you. Because your website's success matters to them. And now they have ownership of it because they're permanent and they care about your business success. And so they'll do those little things that otherwise you would have had to deal with, where if you don't have them full time, they won't do that because it doesn't matter to them and that's not their responsibility and they don't have ownership of it. And if it's not right, it doesn't really matter to them because whether you succeed or fail doesn't matter. So last thing, mentally on you, it's really hard because if you're hiring a contract worker, you giving them training is not something you're willing to do. You're not willing to spend a little bit of extra time to train them on something because you know that at some point they're going to quit and they're not going to be working for you. Whereas if they're full-time, you can spend some extra time and give them some training because you know that you'll never have to do it again. And there are all kinds of situations that come up where that one little bit of training, there's a mental block for you if you're hiring people on a temporary basis. Whereas full-time, there's no mental block. They're permanent. You can teach them anything. And maybe that is teaching them how to buy you groceries on Amazon.com, where it just makes your life easier. But if it's a temporary person, you'll never do that. So that's really important, is that mental block for you. Also, you can never step away from your business with temporary people, which that's the goal. That's how you live the lifestyle. By getting your time back, by having other people do your work for you because they understand your business, they know your business, they can run it for you. If you're hiring full-time people, that's the only way you can do this. If you're hiring part-time people, you will never be able to step away from your business and have them run it for you. Okay, so in finishing this, I want to give you two more examples of things that happen in part-time versus full-time. So I was talking with a guy recently who said, you know, he has these guys on Odesk, and every once in a while he'll have to run upstairs at 11 o'clock at night right before he goes to bed because he realized, oh, I don't have enough work for them to do tonight. I've got to give them something to do. Whereas if you're hiring them full-time, they're not running your life anymore. Because if they don't do something tonight, at $1.60 an hour, it's only going to cost you 12 bucks, and that's okay, and it doesn't interrupt your whole life. Whereas if they're on contract work, that's 25 bucks, and that's significantly more, number one. And number two, on full-time work, it's very easy to have them always have something to do. Okay, so here's another one. I was talking with another guy, Scott, recently, who he said he has this really great guy on Odesk, and he does graphic work, and he can always count on him. And as we talked more, and I suggested him, why don't you hire him full-time? He was like, well, he kind of is full-time for me, except I know he does some work for other people. And he thought about it for a second, and he said, you know, wow, I mean, what if one of the other guys that he does work for were to offer him a full-time job and he were to take it and I would lose him? That would be the end of this really awesome relationship that we have and all the really awesome graphics, and I'd have to go out and find someone else. That's a hard way to run a business. It's a hard way to succeed in a business when your employees are turning over. So I cannot stress enough the importance of hiring someone full-time, permanent, not hourly, not contract work, but a full-time monthly salary. And not that it's the only way to do it, just when you're working with Filipinos, it's a lot better. So, you know, Odesk has its place. There's a better way, though. So, again, John Jonas here from jonasblog.com and replacemyself.com. I hope this has been helpful to you. Thanks.